Buckle up and get ready for a journey of the mind. This is PM Drive.
The South African Federation of Trade Unions is intensifying its call for boycott of Israeli products in response to the destruction arguably genocide in Gaza. The union criticized the upcoming African Global Dialogue in Johannesburg for downplaying the crisis and excluding Palestinian voices. The General Secretary, Zwelinze Mavhavhi, urged South Africans to support global solidarity and economic pressure against Israel's military actions in Gaza. Joining us on the line now is the Secretary General of SAFTU, the South African Federation of Trade Unions, Zwelinze Mavhavhi. Sir, good afternoon. Thank you so much for your time.
Good afternoon to you and good afternoon to all of your listeners and your colleagues.
In terms of the call of SAFTU calling for a full boycott of Israeli products, what is it specifically that you're asking for and what is it that you're hoping to achieve?
Solidarity, and to us, solidarity knows no border. We are one of the biggest beneficiaries of international solidarity when we were under the yoke of oppression, apartheid, colonialism. We didn't only rely on our own strengths, but on the strengths and solidarity of others from all walks of life everywhere else in the world. We touch the hands of solidarity of people that never knew who we were, our names, or what languages we spoke. And the international community, after having declared apartheid as the crime against humanity, stood up in unison from Australia, New Zealand, to big parts of Europe and Americas, to say, no, South African black people belong to the human race too, must not be discriminated and must not be oppressed in any way by the then apartheid regime. The people of Palestine are going through something far worse than what we went through. And I know that speaking to the Western Cape, people may find similarities, because indeed there was an attempt to wipe out the Khoi and the San in the Western Cape by the invading armies of colonialists. They didn't succeed, but they did do a big damage. And that's why up to now, there is a fewer numbers of the Khoi in South Africa because of the devastating impact of that genocide. The people of Palestine are now facing exactly and worse kinds of genocide from the Israeli government. It's been 75 years of colonialism. It has been 75 years of relentless bombings of their residential areas. It's been 75 years of making life impossible to live and forcing millions of Palestinians out of their motherland. It's been 75 years of us seeing a situation where up to now the biggest people who live in refugee camps are those from Palestine. It's been a hell for that country. And of course, it's almost now a year when the Israeli regime simply moved to the top gear in terms of its attempt to wipe out the Palestinians from the face of the earth. A genocide is underway in Palestine. And estimates are that more than 41,000 people have been slaughtered since the 7th of October last year. And in fact, other estimates put that number to anything above 120,000. Thousands of young people are under the rubble as we speak. Mothers, fathers can't find one another. Thousands of schools have been destroyed, universities, hospitals, and it's been one of the worst things you can imagine of homes have been flattened, and food that would have been so welcome to find their way into the refugees camp have been intercepted, and professors have been killed, journalists have been killed, and in their thousand observers of the United Nations have been killed. It's been an absolute disaster for the people of Palestine. Mm. And that's why we are making a renewed call on the workers in South Africa and on the citizens of this nation to remember that as we're battling with our own battles here, 84 of us are maimed by criminals every day, and we are the rape capital. We have our own problems, but we can't even compare the magnitude of what the Israeli is doing to the Palestinian people with what we are going through at the hands of our criminals who are taking the freedom we so fought hard to gain in 1994. Our call to workers is the same call that we made by New Zealand and Australians and other countries in the northern parts of Europe in particular, to say don't touch anything from and to Palestine. And if you see something written from Israel, don't buy it, boycott it, and continue to put pressure on the South African government to not only mouth rhetoric of support for the people of Palestine, but also urge them to take practical steps. Our coal, even though small, still finds its way to Israel as we speak. And there is still some South Africans who have double citizens who go to fight and commit genocide in Palestine and come back to enjoy the fruits of our democracy in South Africa. The government must act. The NPA must arrest these people, because there is a law that says you should not involve yourself in the wars of other countries, and you should not act in any way as a emissary of war and to kill other countries. And we call on South Africans not to attend the so-called conference that is being convened in South Africa. And we heard good news, by the way, that the MEC cancelled this conference that was going to be held in a sacred place for South Africa, the Constitutional Court Hill. Mm. And we're happy with that, but we want the entire conference totally cancelled.
Yeah. I'm guessing from the perspective, and I think you made a very strong argument the ongoing solidarity and support of the Palestinian peoples in various ways, shape and forms, depending on where you sit. So I guess arguably workers have a role to play, the South African government, etc., etc. From the perspective then of the South African government, within the dynamics that we know exist with this grand coalition, GNU, call it whatever you want to call it, but, having the DA and the ANC and the Patriotic Alliance, and of course the Freedom Front Plus, we now have differing views and view Palestine and the conflict in the Middle East completely differently to how perhaps the ANC would look at it. Do you realistically expect any significant changes from the South African government? Do you expect them to take a more serious approach and perhaps look at things like sanctions and ending our exports of coal to Israel?
So far, so good, notwithstanding the existence of the pro-Israeli parties in the so-called government of national unity. But the majority have so far stood firm. They are pursuing the case with the International Court of Justice, and which is good. And they are being joined by many countries all over the world. South Africa have been symbolically been a leader at the government level of that solidarity with the people of Palestine. We're quite happy with that. But we're not happy that government is not following all of this with practical forms of action. It should be dissuading South African companies from having any deals with the Israeli apartheid regime. It should be calling on the universities not to have any dealings with the universities. And even though, by the way, the great news is that the universities in South Africa on their own are doing something. Fort Hare, University of Western Cape, Pretoria, Venda, all of them. Rhodes have just taken a resolution. All of them are deciding to, on their own, boycott and, in effect, cultural boycott, intellectual boycott of anything that comes from Israel. That's fine. That's how the momentum was built to defeat apartheid after almost 400 years in South Africa. We need that solidified, strengthened, and we need more South Africans to be conscientized about the need to provide that support to the people of Palestine. And we need them to understand that if there is no peace and solidarity, no peace and tranquility for the people of Palestine, there can be no peace for anyone anywhere else in the world.
Mm. I guess then from a solidarity perspective, and we specifically speak about workers and your role as the Secretary General of SAFTU, you know, as you correctly also mentioned, and I think you placed it in very good context, the challenge that South African workers are facing, but the opportunities that still lie ahead for South African workers to be able to remain and maintain a level of solidarity, whether that is through their purchasing power or choosing and making those sort of decisions when they do go to the to shops or shopping malls.
Absolutely. And look, we belong to the human race. There is amongst us no superior race. There is no inferior race. We belong to different religions. There is no inferior religion. And there is no selected and appointed nation to oppress and colonize any other nation. We were born equal. That's what Nelson Mandela reminded us when he was still around. Why is most of South Africans disappointingly deciding to look on the other side when untold persecution, genocide, and extinction of the whole nation is being conducted? And we see this on our television. It's not like we don't know. In fact, some of us now switch off the TV when we see the gruesome picture of that genocide unfolding. And because we want to protect our consciousness for doing nothing in the face of what is happening there. Our call to South Africa: every day, act like a normal human being. Have the pain of others in your heart as well, and be willing to make your own sacrifices in order to ensure that the human race is not wiped out because others believe that some people are inferior to them.
Yeah. Certainly an insightful conversation and a good reminder, I think, to all of the rest of us. And it's just a pity, though, Mr. Vavi, that it took, for the African Global Dialogue conference to take place for us to have these important conversations. And I think also to be reminded of, the roles that all of us can and should be playing as it relates to the solidarity towards the Palestinian people. For now, though, Mr. Vavi, the Secretary General of SAFTU, thank you so much for your time this afternoon, sir.